We are Radio Catskill.
Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. I'm really pleased on today's program. We're going to have some live music right here in the studio. Jesse Mower and Sarah Hulse. Well, it's the last day of May, and it's not summer yet. It's so cold and gray out, and I woke up this morning going, oh, damn. But you know what? it changes the whole day to come here and have some really fine musicians live here in the studio with me today. Changes the whole vibe. So I'm really pleased. Jesse Mower and Sarah Hulse, they've never been on my program before. And I think this is the first time they've been to the WJFF studio since we've relocated here on Route 52.
Yeah.
So welcome.
Woo!
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us, Kathy. Oh my gosh. It's beautiful here.
It's really nice.
It sounds good in this room.
It's very high-end, professional. I feel very... you know, privileged to kind of have this facility to be able to broadcast in.
Too cool.
When I first heard you two, I was so blown away. I've seen Sarah and Jesse perform at least 5 or 6 times, which is a significant number. And I'm always, they're so inventive. They're so unpredictable in ways. I was really pleased because... music genre used to be really siloed. You were rock and roll, you were country, you were folk. Don't mess around, don't blur the lines. And now I feel like I'm living in an impressionistic painting where all the music genres are kind of swirling together. And when I hear you play, I hear kind of like a folk jazz sort of thing. It's just really, really special and wonderful. So how did you two meet each other and start singing together?
Oh man, I don't know who...
That's the loaded question,
yeah,
apparently.
Right?
Whoa.
So I think I met you at Mountain Sky, right? Yeah, we have festival grounds up near us, and that used to be a really happening spot. I remember I was pretty young. What was that? Probably almost 10 years ago now.
Oh, that's fabulous.
That I met, yeah. Yeah, right? But, yeah, so Sarah played... she ended up hiring me. She asked me, we met each other, we knew each other for a little bit. And
Sarah, you're a singer-songwriter. You write songs, and you also cover. But it's always a constant search for a band, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And you saw him, and you went, uh-huh.
Yep.
And that's cool.
I think I saw a post on Facebook that said that Jesse was the best young, upcoming guitar player in northeastern Pennsylvania. And I said, well... I want him then.
Excellent.
We opened up for Taz, Brandon Niederauer.
Oh, cool.
We like won the slot because they asked online, who's the best upcoming electric guitar player or whatever.
So you walk out on stage, did you have much rehearsal or did you just go out and play?
Oh, man, with the Taz show?
Yeah, or any of these shows.
I think that one I had James Wesley was just sitting in. We never played together before. I feel like that happens to me a lot.
I see that because I think you have a real natural improvisational style. It seems like you're, I understand from what you've told me, you're not really a trained musician.
Right.
You didn't really study.
So
you know.
Right.
Do you read music?
So I can read.
Chords.
Rhythm.
You read rhythm.
I started as a drummer.
Oh.
Percussionist in school, in elementary school. And I give a lot of credit to those teachers because they got me into it.
Excellent.
Did like the honor bands and stuff.
All right, we got to hear this stuff.
Yeah, I was in the marching band.
Oh, wow. You were in the marching band playing.
I was the drum major.
Oh, drum major. Sorry.
Yeah.
Cool.
I did have to take a xylophone home with me, though.
So you can read the rhythm, but you know, the rhythm is so important. I think of guitar almost as kind of a percussive instrument. Piano is a very percussive instrument.
Yeah, they all rhythm is universal. I think you know every instrument has that percussive. Like you can, I don't know. I love that kind of stuff. You know, just how you hit it.
Yeah, you do the strings. You're very. I want to hear you guys play. Sarah's sitting here. It looks like she says it's a ukulele, but it doesn't look like a ukulele that I've ever seen before. What's it called again?
It's called a magic fluke.
A magic fluke.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you take that magic fluke and that guitar? What have you got here? Let's see.
I'm playing an Epiphone tonight.
Oh, I love Epiphone.
Yeah,
oh,
this was
my first boyfriend. I fell in love with him because of his Epiphone.
Yeah!
Oh my god,
that's awesome. Oh man, this is cool. It's a it was a gift. So when Sarah and I started playing together, I didn't even have a working acoustic guitar. I remember I had like a Yamaha.
You were playing electric.
Right.
Yeah,
I was just a
shredding.
Strat blues guy, rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I bought this Yamaha for like $100 because I was working in a factory that I wasn't really fond of. And like, there was a guy next to me who didn't have a thumb and stuff.
God!
I was doing the job. I'm like, I got to get out of here. So I saved up $100 and I got an acoustic guitar.
Oh,
and I'm like, I'm going to go play solo, you know? And I, long cut to it, I ended up playing with Sarah and a mentor, a friend of ours that, took us in kind of under his wing and stuff. He's like, that thing's a piece of garbage. You need a real guitar.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It's the worst. He said it was the worst guitar.
That's where you got this guitar?
And he gave this to me, yeah.
Is it a Kalamazoo?
It's not. It's a
Epiphone made in Kalamazoo?
Master Built series. So I don't know if they're made in the States or not.
See, those early Epiphones are good.
It's kind of like modeled after one of those,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Well, Sarah's tuning up and you're about to sing for us.
Yeah.
Tell me, what do you got planned?
Oh, gosh. I'm terrible with plans.
No, for the song right now, man, is all I mean.
Yeah. I think I'll try to do a... Start nice and easy on a tune called Hanging on the Line. It's a tune that I was inspired by Sarah when we met, and she kind of showed me bluegrass and folk music and said, I want to write a song kind of like that. So I wrote a silly little ditty.
All right. This is Jesse Mower and Sarah Hulse. They're live with us here in the studio. And we're about to hear a really crazy little ditty.
Here we go. Oh, man. Well, baby, if you love me, you know I can be your man. Yeah, 'cause I can help you out, girl. You can help me understand. But if you leave me hanging, babe, gonna have to find another plan. Well, baby, if you love me, all you got to do is say. If you leave me hanging, babe, I'm just about to move away. Don't leave me hanging on the line, yeah.
Hanging on the line, yeah.
Leave me hanging on the line, yeah.
Hanging on the line,
don't
yeah.
Don't leave me hanging on the line.
Hanging on the line.
Leave me hanging on the line.
Hanging on the line.
Because if you leave me hanging, babe, I have to leave her behind. baby, if you're done here, well, all you got to do is say. Yeah. You don't have enough, babe, that you got to run away. I bet my paycheck will call me in a couple days, yeah. Because if you leave me hanging, I'm gonna have to leave her behind me. Yeah, because if you leave me hanging, I'm gonna have to leave her, sorry, behind me. Yeah, because if you leave me hanging, I'm gonna have to leave. Yeah, yeah.
Gonna have to leave.
You're sorry behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hanging on the line.
Oh, man, that is so much fun. Do you guys feel how much fun that is out there? You know, I mean, you know, wow. Okay, so that's virtuosity. That's what virtuosity is like.
I don't know.
That's what it's like. So this is a really interesting story because you're shredding electric guitar. You get an acoustic and you're playing like Django Reinhardt, like you were born to play the acoustic.
That's a big compliment.
So that's an interest. Yeah, I'm impressed, Jesse.
Oh, man.
You know, so that's a very interesting story here, but I'm also curious because Sarah is a little bit more of a mystery for me. Now, you introduced him to a lot of music that he had never known before. That's an incredible thing to do. And you obviously really got through to him because he understands this genre so well.
Oh, man.
So where did you, when did you start singing and writing songs?
Well, I started singing in the...
Get a little bit closer there to us. Thank you.
I joined a choir when I was in college and was in their madrigal group.
I love
it. And it was the best experience of my life.
I've sung in a madrigal group too.
Do you? I love it. I miss it.
Oh my God. Kevin, think of, what's a madrigal a song? I can't think. I can't think of it. Gesualdo's the only one, and he was too crazy. Morley, all the madrigals. Oh my God. I loved it. So were you a contralto or soprano?
I'm an alto.
I suspected you were maybe a mezzo, but I don't know if you're an alto. You have a lightness to your voice.
That, I'm a mezzo, but I sent.
Yeah, you have a lovely vibrato as well.
I always wanted to be a tenor, but they can't do that. Really?
Yep, always had a woman tenor.
No, I've heard a lot of women tenors. There's always one in most choirs. So that was college.
Yep. And
if you were in madrigals, you could read music.
Yep.
How did you learn to read music? We got to go backwards here.
Yeah,
we got.
Right.
Just lead her back down the trail. Where, back to where we start. How did you learn to read music? Keyboards?
Nope. So for like a year or two when I was younger, I did viola before I broke my arm. And then all the years later, I kind of picked it back up by sight reading, like with the madrigal group. Wow. Kind of just something clicked and I remembered.
So strings and stuff. Yep. So it didn't occur to you to sing until later?
Yeah. Definitely. And then the writing thing came with the open mic scene, really.
Here in the Catskills?
Absolutely. Yep.
Open mic scene has saved lives, as Caswyn Moon likes to say. It saves lives. No, it's definitely affected me. The open mic has just changed things for me. Incredibly, we have an astounding musical community here, the depth and the genres. But you're a very unusual pair in that you have... When you're separate, I feel like you probably sound a little bit different than you do together. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But I haven't really heard Sarah as a soloist or without playing with Jesse. So you, Sarah, I've also seen you play bass. You two play bass together.
She funky.
Oh, she funky. And you should maybe search online if there's videos because these two, they start sort of dancing. They'll face each other, and then their feet start moving around, and they're sort of dancing and singing at the same time. I just love it. We got to hear another song.
That's awesome.
We got to hear another song. So, Sarah, you pick something.
I love that. I love that you just said that.
Yeah, because he's written songs, and I know you've written songs, and you do covers in too, so you pick one.
Can we do one of yours?
Yeah.
It's hard to remember anything when someone asks you to play. It's like, I don't know any songs. What song did you want to hear? No.
Yeah.
No. So here we go, people.
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah.
Get
yeah.
just a touch closer to that. There you go. Thank you. That's good. That's good. Sounds good, guys. Sounds great.
Oh, I got to tune that. That's a no-no right there.
I don't know why that thing looks very Japanese to me or Asian somehow. But
the instrument?
Yeah.
Aren't they cool? It's so iconic looking.
It is very cool. It's like a triangular shape, and then the headstock is like a hollow. It's hollow. Anyway, it sounds good. You just use your ears and you hear what I'm talking about. This is Jesse Mower and Sarah Hulse.
To get home safe, don't really say we should never leave. Don't you know, I am sure your souls knew each other long ago. Throughout lifetimes we're poor. When I say please stay warm, saying there's no harm, why don't you get closer to my heart, linger longer on my arm. Forget all my pain, make it go away. I could eat some of it off of your plate then. These days, sleep well. Be good, you dream well. You know you're really saying I love you. But do do.
Fabulous. That was so beautiful. You, I love the way you sing. You know, a lot of singers imitate other people. You know what I mean? And then there's a certain kind of sound that comes in, and all the women kind of adopt that kind of sound. For a while, it was Like Billie Eilish, the breathy thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that and everything. There was Adele and then there's a, but you have such a unique. You don't seem to copy anybody. And yet you seem very familiar at the same time. It's yeah. just really magical. And there's something also, this is the wrong word, vintage. I don't know how to explain it. 20s, 30s. There's that innocence or something, the bubbliness. There's a sweetness to it. There's a sweetness to it that is so like, yeah, just a fall in love sort of sweetness. That's just really amazing. Thank you so much. Really, really fine. Really fine. So have you guys gone into a recording studio and laid any of this down? I don't think so.
No.
We're all looking around at each other. Yeah. They're getting nervous over there. Oh yeah. No.
So I'm a recording engineer.
What's it
going
to And so
it's even worse. It's even worse.
The carpenter, his house needs work.
We've been trying.
No, this is a crime.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, we're gonna have to call a karma police on this. No, you have to get off your chairs.
Yeah.
Off your chairs and get into the studio and get some of this down.
No, really, yeah.
Because we got a nice little recording today, and I know I've seen you play live and you got videos and stuff, but you really should give it the attention and it deserves, because time flies, she goes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. You guys do recordings here? You ever do like...
Well, actually, it's interesting that you should ask. We did, for the very first time that I'm familiar with in the 35-year broadcast, it's been over 10 or 15 years, we did a radio play. We recorded a live radio play. Poison Love came in, Dan and Joanne,
cool.
Brinkerhoff, and we recorded the music track in here. It's not a recording studio.
Right.
But it's a very good space for live music, and it has, you know, an excellent sound system and everything. So we've captured some wonderful performances here. But my friend, you're a recording engineer. You're an audio engineer. You understand the distinction of being able to really, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would see you guys live in the same room, probably just recording with mics.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
He records every show.
Yeah. Okay, well then you've got a lot of, maybe you should just edit and release some live recordings.
Probably, yeah. There are.
Tell me, people out there in radio land, what do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm one of those, like, I can't overthink it, you know? It's got to be... Two takes at most.
And oh, God, I can't do more than two takes. I just can't.
Yeah.
But you're so good that, you see, that's the thing. You don't need to punch and stop and, you know,
Right.
And, I mean, we've all, well, maybe, I don't know, we all have, but I've seen that happen where it takes a lot of work just to get a really final take down.
Yeah.
But also self-producing is hard.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I made that mistake once. I won't do it again.
It's hard. You have to, like, to step outside of the musician, performer, and be, like, objectively looking at it.
You're the engineer, you're the performer, and you're the producer. It's hard.
It's a lot, yeah.
So if you, do you know anybody, or if you could have someone come in and produce you as you record it, have you ever thought about that?
I totally have. I think...
She's giving me the face like, huh?
I don't know if you guys know Roy Williams, but he's got a great studio. He's a really cool dude. Great player.
Who? How did you learn of Mr. Williams?
I just met him recently, actually. I had a little jam with him and Jamie Novak, who plays the drums with me in the Greenfield.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Greenfield.
Yeah. And but yeah, he's a multi-instrumentalist, does the Django stuff really good. And super inspiring.
So it's not like he's produced other people that you've heard. You just like him as a person and would trust him, sort of.
No, he has produced.
Okay.
Yeah, really nice studio, great engineer.
Wow.
He does, I don't know.
He like makes tracks for, like, Netflix or something.
Yeah, like licensing kind of sync.
You know, it's interesting, as I've been broadcasting, you asked me earlier how long I've been on the air. 15 years.
That's
awesome. And what's special for me is that the music that I was always listening to all my life, I started to research and learn about how it was made and who did it and what happened, the stories behind it. And now I am completely, I've had to imagine how music works, because the producer element is so important, so huge. It's like your therapist or something. It's not just the technical chops and what they hear. It's like the chemistry between you two. There's got to be chemistry there. But having an outside pair of ears. It's just huge.
You should produce it for us, Kathy.
That would be cool.
Well, how did you know? That's what I was leading up to. No, that's interesting.
That would be cool, actually.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of producing, and I've studied music quite a bit, so I've experienced a lot of teachers, and I've been instructed in many ways.
I can see you being a great producer.
Well, that's really kind of fun, so we'll take that offline. What do you know? All right. My people will get out to your people.
Yeah.
So you mentioned something about the Boathouse. What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah, the Boathouse. Tonight we are playing at the Boathouse on Lake Wallenpaupack.
I'm not familiar with that place.
Me either. I'm my first time for me.
Lake Wallenpaupack, that's over in Pennsylvania, as I recall.
Correct, yep.
Very cool. What time do you go on?
We go on 6 o'clock.
You're going to be all warmed up.
Oh, yeah, we are, yeah.
Oh, my God, you're going to be so warmed up. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, that should be nice. I'm looking forward to that one. Uh-huh. Shout all out to ECAT.
So that's the first time you've played there, huh? Yeah, I've never heard of that place. Cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So you're going out as a duo.
Yeah. Yep.
So there is another band that you're working with, and we're about to get into that. But before we do, can we hear one more song?
Yeah.
All right.
Heck yeah.
Let's see. What do I got for you? You have any ideas?
I walk slowly.
Oh, can we do that?
Or the giant pile.
Oh yeah, I have a song.
He's got a song, people. We're in luck.
It's a newer one. It's inspired by the landfill near Carbondale.
Oh, fascinating.
You always you're going to Scranton, PA.
Oh, I'm familiar with that landfill.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
No, actually, I have no idea.
Oh, my God. If you're going over to Scranton, you have to, you got to smell it on the way. And it inspired me. I was like, man, all right.
Okay.
I'm not much of a...
That's a metaphor, all right.
Not super, like, activist or anything. It's a little bit of silliness.
He's gotten to be more of an activist since you met me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I say everything
good
lightly.
For you. I'm encouraging people to get as active as they can. If
that's
you
cool.
Speak, say your mind. Say what you think.
So, yeah, it's just like a blues.
Okay, go. Blues. Garbage dump.
Yeah.
Slock heap. Hit me with it. Phew.
Well, there's a giant pile of garbage, you could see it on the highway side. There's a giant pile of garbage, you could see it on the highway side. Don't do something soon, gonna have to tell the children why. Well, they've been adding to the pile since before your granddaddy's day. Added to the pile since before your granddaddy's day. Don't do something soon, man, it's never gonna go away. You can jump into a dumpster, you could leap into a heap of trash. Jump into a dumpster, you could leap into a heap of trash. You bet your bottom dollar, man, somebody's willing to pay you cash. But every dirty lusthead salesman's got another piece of trash to sell to you. Dirty lost head salesman's got another piece of trash to sell to you. Why don't you tell him where to go? Tell him what to do. Giant pile of garbage, you could see it on the highway side. Giant pile of garbage, you could see it on the highway side. And you could smell it too. Yeah, we don't do something soon, we're gonna have to tell the children why. Don't do something soon, on to something soon. We're gonna have to tell the children why.
Oh, it's on pile of garbage. Woo! That's Jesse Moore.
Oh, gosh.
All right, yep. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then right here on Radio Catskill. You're listening local. I mean, we're live here, and you're live there. It's great. So,
good to be alive.
That is so funny. That's really, I mean, when you told me a garbage song, it was really very, very, very witty. Very
my trashiest
charming.
Tune.
It's your trashy tune. It's your trashy
that's
tune.
That's the first time I ever said that. I'm going to say it a lot
that
more.
That is hilarious.
I love it.
So funny. Well, now, okay, so... It was really fun to invite you to play on the show today. And it typically, you know, when I invite someone on, I always ask them, you know, what did you want to do? You want to do some live? Did you want to play some pre-recorded stuff? And so this morning, I got an email with a couple of songs attached to it from Jesse Moore, who's our guest today here in the studio. And I put the songs on, and it was not what I expected at all. is this? Did I get this right? Did I download the right file? And so I think it's just really astounding to hear you jump from sounding so authentic in two different seemingly unrelated genres.
Thank you.
But as we were saying earlier, it's kind of all blending together. The yeah. So we're gonna listen to a track that Jesse Moore sent me this morning. Now, these are a couple long tracks.
They are kind of long.
I don't know if you want to cut them. We'll hear and get the idea of the style.
That's cool.
But you were telling me that you not only perform with Sarah, but you also have another trio that you perform with.
Yeah.
I know a musician's, you know, change and go through different bands, but this is your newest project.
It is, yeah.
And you call it?
Called the Green. So it's the Greenfield Tree. Is how you say it, right?
Oh, the three. It's,
but it's
three.
It's you spell
line,
it.
Line, line.
Yep,
tree.
That's it. Yeah, Greenfield three. Greenfield tree.
Tree.
So the idea is, I guess, it's inspired by Jamie that you say it like you're from Dixon City.
No, you say which it I like is, you're a 3-year-old child and you can't say.
That's
you can't say
tree. 1, 2, tree.
Three. You say twee.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly twee. Right. Yep, Greenfield twee. Oh, we have a Facebook and an Instagram and all that stuff.
Okay.
A little selfless plug there.
And you call it a power trio.
I do. I call it a super power trio.
A super power trio.
It sounds like really cool.
That's like a Marvel Universe kind of thing, the super power trio.
Oh my gosh. And the guys, so I look up to them so much.
You are so excited about this.
I am. I love them.
I can
so
tell.
Much.
You're getting all twitchy. It's like, whoa, right? He's dancing around. Woo.
Yeah. Sarah's seen me, from the beginning of it to this band. And, those guys, man,
where do you guys play?
We play in, outside of Carbondale, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Like an hour.
That's not bad. We got cars.
Yeah, man. And it's worth every Thursday.
Every Thursday?
Every funky Thursday. At the Stone House outside Carbondale. Stone House is a great venue that I've been playing for years.
How come I've never been there?
You got to come to the Stone. You got to play
Stone
there.
House,
you'd love
Carbondale.
It there.
I'd love it there.
Mm-hmm. You could crash at our place after the show.
Okay, we'll have to take this offline.
Yeah.
No, that would be a blast.
No, you'd love that spot. Robbie, our buddy that owns it, is a...
So who's in the band?
So we got John Ventries on the bass guitar. John plays... he plays with everybody. They both play with everybody. They're amazing, but...
that's how you get to be good.
Yeah.
That's how you get to be good. Yeah.
John is a...
So bass player, what kind of bass? A fretless bass?
He's like... What does he play? I guess he plays a
funk bass? He's
funk
kind of
bass.
Funk?
He's so funky. But he could do it all. He does the upright. Like he can.
Okay.
He teaches. He's a, you know,
okay, all right.
He's virtuoso style, I think. You know, I would definitely... But so humble, so kind, and very zen, and like wise...
What's your, and the other is a drummer. You have a drummer,
right?
What's
and,
his name?
Jamie Novak is our drummer, and he's just the coolest drummer. I love him so much.
What's his setup like? Has he got a double kick?
Double kick. Yeah. So with us, he keeps it pretty simple. But you know,
I'm starting to appreciate drum setups too because I never really noticed that stuff before.
He's just one rack tom.
So important in a band,
right?
Huge.
Even like what cymbals, how many cymbals.
Exactly. Yeah. And where.
It's crazy how much of a difference one cymbal can make, you know.
Uh-huh.
But Jamie, he's got like a jazz kind of end to him.
Oh, okay.
He's really light.
Okay.
You know, not every snare drum hit is heavy. I love that about
Miles, what's the police drummer? Help me here. Miles Copeland.
Okay. Yeah.
Stuart Copeland. Stuart Miles is his father. Stuart Copeland. Kind of like all over, bit light, but still like.
Mm. Yeah. Like he could. I feel like he could take it from 0 to 100, real fast, real quiet.
Sent me two files. One is called New Blues. It didn't sound like blues to me.
Okay, that's cool.
And then you've got this Jammy, which was edited for radio. I don't even want to know.
It probably could have been edited more.
Which one would you like us to listen to first?
Oh man, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
You're gonna make me choose.
Yeah.
People were gonna listen to New Blues.
Hey, all right.
With this.
That's good. At least I liked the option. I was like, okay.
All right. So, this is Jesse Mower with his new band, Greenfield Twee.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, it's so good.
Whoops. Okay. What you've been listening to is a track called New Blues from Jesse Mower with his band Greenfield Tree, or Three, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, I don't know.
So now that is such a different genre from what you've been playing live for us here today. And it's so real. I mean, I have no questions about the veracity of how real that music is for you. It's just really amazing that you can jump from things like that.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm trying.
I know. He's turning red, people. He's blushing.
Oh.
But, I mean, you know, you got to acknowledge your strengths, and you've got a lot of them going on.
Oh, thank you.
So,
make me feel good.
Yeah, you know. My mom always said, you know, Kathy, if you were given a voice, then that's your responsibility to use it. You got to sing. You can play. You got to play.
Yeah.
So, how...
That's how I feel, too, about everybody, you know?
How much... time does music is music at the how do you make a living as a musician?
That's
what you do.
It's the living that I make is definitely
as
through music.
A musician, so you see, huge respect for that. That is not an easy life,
right?
And a lot of people that have the ability are too insecure, too afraid to risk everything,
right,
in a risky career like music, but. You know, I think that you have what it takes.
Thanks,
so
Andy.
I really applaud you in doing that.
Oh man, that means a lot coming from you, honestly. Well, being here is like makes
he's
me
having
feel,
a good one. We're having
I'm
a good
like,
day.
Woo, yeah,
yeah. We're gonna really walk bad. Outside. It's gonna be all gray, overcast, and rainy. But inside the studio here, the sun is shining.
Yeah.
So, when did you guys record that? How was that recorded?
That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Maybe two Thursdays ago.
And you said every Thursday you're where?
At the Stone House in Carbondale, PA.
Okay.
Yep.
Stone
awesome, awesome music venue. Funky Thursday. Every Thursday is funky. 8 o'clock.
And you hold the house down every week.
Yeah.
You guys
are
there every single week. So that is how you've made all this progress.
It's especially with that band. We've been playing a lot, at least, you know.
Okay, now that sounds like almost like an old blues song. Like a Robert Johnson song or something.
Yeah.
Where did you write that?
That song that we just did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was mine, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, really totally inspired by that kind of stuff, though. You know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Skip Jamesy on the or something a little bit, that weird dissonance thing. But...
So when you were you guys, you were all... that was all improv at the time? Or were you playing... You were improvising on a song you already had written.
So I have the song, and over the time we've been playing, the guys they're so fast, you know, they pick everything up. But we've played a lot of my tunes. I just throw them out there, you know, see what happens.
Uh-huh.
And we've built, they've kind of grown into their own thing with these guys, and we've written some, you know, always making stuff up on the spot, but got a couple things that we keep, you know, and. We keep saying we're going to get together and listen back to some of this stuff because it's
not happened yet.
It's
too busy playing.
I know. It's like I'm swamped. I'm behind on it all.
All right. Now you sent me another recording. It's called Be Jammy.
Oh yeah.
Be Jammy. Tell me what.
So I had this tune when when I was playing my first band, Static in the Attic, and it had this little riff, and it was in the key of B.
Oh,
and
B.
That was the whole. That's it. That was the whole.
Okay.
No name.
All right.
You know,
well, let's
much.
Listen to a little bit of this. And now this is also still Greenfield. And when was this recorded?
Same time, same show.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. This is Jesse Mower with Greenfield. It's a super power trio.
Hey, oh, it sounds cool. Oh my gosh.
We'll be right back.
Now, that is a very interesting contrast to the track that we heard right before that, the track called New Blues. That's kind of a funk. It's definitely funk. I mean,
all right.
I mean, how exciting to hear the variety that you're working with. So I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. And today's program, Sarah Hulse and Jesse Moore are live here in the studio.
Oh, yes.
And I just can't let them go without doing one more song for us. Because it's so much fun to hear.
Thanks, Kathy.
So, all right, my friends, what do you have in mind for us?
I'm the Booze Blues. The Booze Blues.
This is the Booze Blues.
I remember hearing this song when Sarah and I started hanging out, and I was like, oh, I could jive with this, man. We got to play some music together.
Cool.
What's it about? What's the story? No story.
Oh, right. Just, yeah, oh well, yeah, that's loaded look. Question, man. Loaded question.
Interpretive.
Thank you.
my ukulele. Tell you if you hear me. Up and up and down. I'm coming back around.
Jesse Moore tangling up the strings on that guitar.
Yeah.
Sarah Halls. Such a beautiful pair. It's just really fun to have you guys on the show today. Really, really nice.
Thanks so much for having us.
I'm enjoying it a lot.
Oh, man.
So one more time, you're somewhere tonight. Tell us again, where was that?
Yes, we are at the Boathouse.
The Boathouse.
The Boathouse.
Is that, that's a restaurant and a bar? Or
I guess so, yeah.
You're going to find out.
Yeah, the Boathouse Restaurant is what their page is, I think, on... And it looks good. It looks good, at least in the pictures. I'm excited.
Lake Wall and Paul Pack.
Well, you two have been so generous with your talents and your time. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, man. Thank you for having us. Thank you for doing this. What a cool show.
Thank you.
And I'm excited to be a new listener, I think. You know.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know what? There's a few of my shows in the archive.
Yeah.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then on today's program. It was really special. Jesse Moore and Sarah Halls. So I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Coming up tonight at 7, Liberation Station with me, Callison Stratton, featuring music by female and femme-presenting performers, only on Radio Catskill.
Every weekday morning at 9, NewsHour from the BBC brings you the most important international news stories. NewsHour helps you understand a complex world. Stay informed with NewsHour from the BBC, weekday mornings at 9 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming online at wjffradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.